The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And on The Huddle this evening, Trish Sherson is with me. Sherson Willis PR, best PR company in the world now.
Oh, loving it, Larry. It's getting better every
just
week.
The country, the world.
It's awesome.
Anyway, Jason Pagani, and welcome back from your... Were you in Stockholm for what, some sort of communism conference or
yeah,
something?
That's right, Larry. Yeah. no, it was a conference
socialist.
About why are social democratic parties losing all over the world, yeah. Really, but in Europe too. And it was hosted by the Prime Minister of Sweden and the Prime Minister of Albania, who is the coolest dude in yeah. Europe, I tell you. He's an ex-basketball player and an ex-sculptor, a socialist inspired by Tony Blair. I mean, he was very cool. But, yeah, it was great, very good.
Don't worry, Josie. Larry's he's just won Asshole of the Year and he just
right,
doesn't want to lose the title for next
right.
year.
I
How did you say that? PR person in the
That's
world.
That's right. Yes, yes, no. Well, I've
got... this is a badge of honour for Larry. This is awesome.
I've got
true,
it out.
True.
Trish is working on it for me, you know, PR. Anyway, just before you go, did you go to the... I told you, didn't I? Did I text you or did I email? Did you go to the Nobel Museum?
You did, but I was too busy hanging out with communists.
Oh, so I can't believe it.
And I had
it.
No time. I was hanging out with Peter Mandelson, who was judging my killer idea to get progressive parties into government. So, you know, how stressful was that? I had no time for museums. That's just frivolity, Larry, frivolity.
No, well, yeah, anyway. So let's go to the housing and the national policy statement today. Here's Minister Nick Smith.
At the moment, Auckland's growing by about 10,000 houses per year. Each one of those new houses will be paying at least $2,500 a year in rates. So the council's getting an extra income of $25 million a year from those new ratepayers. It is quite proper for government to be saying to the council, you can't have us pay for all that infrastructure and you pocket the $25 million extra rates. They too need to contribute to the extra infrastructure.
Okay, Trish, so the national policy statement, the feedback's been interesting. I think Auckland Council have put out a statement saying, well, we're actually already doing this. And, of course, the opposition parties have bagged it. What do you see? I mean, councils must free up land. Doesn't have to be out. Can be up. Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, I think the reality with this national policy statement is it's essentially the sword of Damocles hanging over the council's head, right? So the government is saying to them, you guys need to do the right thing in the unitary plan, which is about to come out, otherwise this rolls into force. I thought what was really interesting today, though, is the same time that Nick Smith was taking a stick to the Auckland Council, Len Brown was hosting the sod turning for the city rail link, which, if you read reports, was sort of a cross between the Santa and the hero parade. It just absolutely tickled my fancy. So the culmination of it was several dance groups performing We Built the City and moving on up.
We Built the City.
In reflective vests and hats. I mean, all it needed was the village people. And then Brown, Bridges and Key pushed down a plunger and there was a glitter firework and then balloons went up. I mean, it's just awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's going to take a long time. And it's $2.5 billion. But, JC, for the train set. Anyway, JC, what's your take on this announcement today?
Well, at least it's building something. I mean, this national policy statement, it was really much ado about nothing. All bark, no bite. It's like